Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning on a Thursday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Luke Sloan on the updates. 8:35, do you like it rough? That's a PG conversation.
I've been told not to talk.
We may have to muzzle you until we get to 8:35 and get into the conversation. We want to talk Tarek Skubal. He's throwing tonight, to Luke's point, rite of passage, all these guys going through Tommy John, and he's just fine.
Yeah.
Sucks for Jackson Job. It's going to put him out
till 27
all of next year. But there's light at the end of that tunnel. In the meantime, this rotation is anchored by Tarek Skubal, and he was on Pardon My Take yesterday. This was taped the week prior, but it was released yesterday. And those guys are fun. Big Cat, Pardon My Take.
Yeah.
They asked him about his contract. And, you know, they do it like kind of weaving it in and out throughout a nearly hour-long conversation. And at one point, Big Cat just threw out a big number.
Sounds good. He didn't say that gets it done.
Does it sound good to you?
Sure. Are you offering that to me?
No, I'm asking you as a Tiger fan.
You want to do this for another 10 years?
I don't have those checks.
Yeah, $425.
Ask John Odyssey.
Yeah. Does it sound good? The 10 years is the hang-up I have. And no, I'm not going to go 8 years, $425. I know that there's this thought that Scott Boras wants to have a $400 million player. I don't want a pitcher under contract for 10 years. I'm not saying he's not going to be, you know, Verlander. I'm not saying he's not going to be Max Scherzer, just to pull up some guys that have had great careers, long great careers. It's so rare. It is so rare. And I don't want that much money wrapped up for that much time. So the issue I have isn't really with the 425, because first of all, it's not my money. And the issue I have is with the 10 years.
Yeah, the Tigers don't have any long-term commitments. So I'm not opposed at all to rewarding and paying a superstar who is the centerpiece of the best team in baseball. 10 years is steep. 8 years? Still steep, but easier to stomach. Like, as you as a Tigers fan hear these numbers, they're intentionally large. These are record-setting numbers that Scott Boras and Tarek Skubal are going to seek on the open market.
If done this year, 8 years, I'm okay with, because...
Signed in your 20s.
Right, he's signed in his 20s. Can he be a good pitcher for the first... Can he be a top-level pitcher for the first 3 to 4 years of that contract?
And then a damn good pitcher for another three? And
that seems like it's a little more possible.
You get burned fine.
Right, but you're also... You're paying for his services now, and some of that money that is going to come in years 5 or 6 is also going to be paying for his services now.
Yeah.
It may be an overpay, as so many of these contracts are, that are 10 years, 15 years for Juan Soto. like there are some that are just going to be, they're not going to be great contracts when you get to years, you know, 9 or 10, if it's a 10-year contract. They might not be great years in 7 or 8 for Tarek Skubal, but you're paying for the years now.
These are really tough conversations. There's some irony in it being a discussion the day that Jackson Jobe has his Tommy John surgery announcement, because that is a fear that Skubal could still have another arm event. I mean, DeGrom was in a very comparable spot, multiple Cy Youngs, all-star, superstar. A Tommy John event in his 30s, injuries mounting, threw away a couple seasons, high price seasons. So that is the calculus the Tigers have to make. But we ask you guys, when you hear that number, 10 years, $425 million, how do you feel about that for Tarek Skubal?
Yeah.
And how does it change how the Tigers navigate this? Because the other thing, Big Cat and PFT were joking the whole interview about, hey, we want to cut, we want to help you negotiate. At the end, they extended that offer. Listen to what Skubal says. Reading way too much into it, a year and a half would mean I'm hitting true free agency.
Which, if at that point, if he's gambling on himself, that's 3 years. Could it be 3 Cy Youngs?
Maybe.
Could it be 3 Cy Youngs along with maybe an MVP trophy, maybe a World Series ring? But then, that number doesn't seem out of line at that point.
But paint the picture for the Tigers. If this is, and again, these guys have fun. I don't want to take this too seriously. But if there's a degree of seriousness in how that's presented, I want $400 million on a record-setting deal, and I'm not signing anything until I'm a true free agent. Uh-oh.
Yeah, because obviously for the Tigers, you risk losing Tarek Skubal for nothing in return.
Either I have to sign the largest contract ever paying you 10-plus years, or you're leaving for nothing. Uh-oh. And I don't bring this up to alarm people. He's on the team right now. This is an off-season conversation, but it is a... Be prepared for this. I think the Tigers should make him an offer, a record-setting deal at the end of this season. And if he doesn't want to sign it, then you got to do what's best for the organization at that point.
Yeah, and so let's take a little bit of what Scott Harris said yesterday, and not in terms about the contract, because he wasn't going to comment on that. But he did reiterate, basically acquire players, develop them, and keep them. So, if you're going to do that, I know Torque is still under contract for what, team control for a while. You've got all of these guys that are starting to produce. How many of them are you going to draft, develop, and then keep? And at what cost?
Yeah.
If you're going to, tell me if we've not had this conversation before about another team in this city. Different parameters, different context, but what does signing Tarek Skubal to this contract mean for future years? Are you not going to go out and sign or retain some of your guys because you're just your payroll is going to be in the eyes of ownership or in the eyes of the franchise more than you're willing to spend on your roster? It doesn't mean you can't do both, but are you willing to do both?
Right. Ticket Texter says sign him now. That's a steal.
I wouldn't call it a steal.
Ticket Texter is counteroffering this negotiation.
Oh, let's do it on air.
6 years, $252 million.
6 years, $252 million. That's what, 42? Yeah.
But I think Scott Boras is hanging up.
Man, math on air. I'm getting better.
Just not realistic. You got to look at Gerrit Cole's deal last year.
Gerrit Cole was a 9-year deal for $320 million.
$324 million.
Yeah.
I think this thing's starting at 8 and 360, and I don't think there's anything that goes below that. As long as his agent behaves like his agent has always behaved.
Yeah. Guy said, I wouldn't give him 8 years. If he wants $40 million a year, that's fine, but no more than 6 years. And even that is longer than he will be at the top of his game.
Six at 240. Yeah, but that you're going to have to pay what the going rate is. And the going, especially if you get to free agency, the going rate's going to be more than that.
I have pause because of the Miggy contract. We paid for that and for what he did, and the last 4 to 5 years were horrible, and that was a generational Hall of Fame player. So the Miggy thing, if they win a World Series, does anybody look back at the Miggy contract and regret it? I don't think they do.
No, but that's part of the equation.
Yeah.
Is, and if he's betting on himself, is he betting on himself as a 3-time Cy Young winner and a World Series champ? Because there's a lot more that plays into it than just Tarek Skubal's performance.
There is no salary cap in baseball. Sign the damn man. Stop being cheap. keep the best pitcher in baseball.
I don't know if I would call it being cheap, but I'll steal a word. Might be pragmatic.
But if it is, then this offseason you get something for him.
Correct.
And I'll go a step further. It should add urgency to this year's trade deadline because you might only have one more bullet of Tarek Skubal in playoff baseball. So I know it might be tempting to add.
Well, if you trade him in the offseason, you only got one bullet. That's this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is the one more. So when you get to the trade deadline, you go, well, we could add a backup shortstop. You got 1 year with Tarek Skubal. You're going to have to do more than adding a backup shortstop if you want to win a World Series with one crack at it with Tarek Skubal. And I know they would say we want to have multiple bites and we'll be good even if we lose one great player. They did the whole, we didn't get Bregman and we'll be just fine. But I want to maximize having Tarek Skubal. And if it is only 1 year, then the deadline needs to be conducted as such.
So, okay, if the deadline is conducted as such and they want to go out and get... So, I know we're going to talk about some other names that Pat Caputo put out yesterday, but you're not going to have to give up a lot for guys on expiring contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're able to go out and get a Bregman or a Bichette or
Aroldis Chapman,
like all of those guys are, in theory, if Bregman were to opt out, on expiring contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're not going to have to give up your top prospects.
Yeah.
But you're also not going to have anything left. You're not going to have that player next year.
Yeah.
So it may shape a little bit of what they do at the trade deadline because if you're going all in, but you don't want to give up numbers 1, 2, and 3, however you have them ranked.
In your farm system, right. I don't think they would need to.
Well, I don't, for those guys, no, I don't think they would need to. And who knows who else they might go after and what they would have to give up for them. So it's a matter of, what would you get in return for Tarek Skubal if you trade him in the offseason, and how much of that can you use to stay at the top of the division, stay at the top of the American League?
Oh, yeah. There's layers to this, John. This is like a lasagna. I mean, they have to sift through all of this.
You and your fake Italian.
What's fake Italian about liking lasagna?
Yes.
We should play one other clip from the interview. And they did ask him about feeding off the Detroit crowd and how much he likes being in Detroit, which is important context.
Always, dudes always go back to childish humor.
Poop jokes aside, he likes being here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he also knows it's a business and the numbers are going to have to be big. And he may take this all the way to the brink of true free agency so that the New York teams and the LA teams are putting offers on the table too. It's something for you guys to think about. 248-539-9797. John did bring it up. We'll get to it at 9 o'clock. Caputo's 10 targets. For the Tigers at the trade deadline. See if one choice stands out above all others. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. If you've been thinking about getting a hot tub, this is your moment. You got to go check out Beninati Pool and Spa because their team of experts are going to walk you through all of the options and hook you up with the perfect hot tub. For me, Beninati made the entire experience, the entire process a breeze, right? They helped find a hot tub that was perfect for me and my family. They delivered it, they installed it, and they helped us with maintenance as well. And now for me, it's a total game changer. I'm using the hot tub after workouts for recovery, but my family loves it too. The kids love getting in there as soon as they can. They're having so much fun with it. So it's really been a perfect way for me and my husband to relax as well with the kids. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica. It's right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have a brand new showroom in Clinton Township right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met by Beninati experts who will personalize your experience and help you find the right hot tub. And this is awesome. If you mention my name, they'll take $500 off your purchase just like that. Go visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by the Utica or Clinton Township location and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's the $400 million man. On Pardon My Take, Turk Skubal. Evan Petzold wrote about $400 million for Skubal back in December. Guys on PMT threw it out yesterday. Well, a week ago. The episode was released yesterday.
Yeah, so it just, I felt like I had to do this earlier. I'll do it now as well. Little PSA. This was not in response to anything that Scott Harris said yesterday. Just clear the air.
It would have been interesting if we had heard that before talking to Scott.
Oh, then we throw it out? And then does he say, well, sounds good.
And then we get a cut.
The deal.
That's
we
right.
Get it. Yeah.
Take that, PMT. We could do this too.
Yes, we can.
Now, I don't know if Tiger fans would be thrilled with a 10-year $425 million contract. I can't imagine Tiger fans would feel great about it. And we've been asking you guys about it today. 248-539-9797. Look, he's the best pitcher in baseball. He's the anchor of this team. You're competing for a World Series. I want to lock the guy up long term. 10 years? Eesh. $400 million? Nah, I'm okay with $400 million if you play the games. You defer some of it. You make him the highest paid pitcher in baseball.
Yeah.
John, it's tough.
It is. And that's the fine line. The Tigers are going to have to figure out how they're going to walk it.
What do you think pitching costs in the next decade? Like, it's going to cost more than $40 million to lock up a good pitcher year over year. I mean, if you're going to throw $15 million on Alex Cobb and $10 million on Kenta Maeda, I mean, what are we doing here? That's the price of paying for good pitching.
Yeah, but you're talking 25. We're talking 45 to 50.
Yeah.
So, I mean, okay, we don't want two Kenta Maedas and two Alex Cobbs, which is what it would cost.
If you got hurt, that's what you'd be dealing with.
Right. And so, yeah, that's the fine line of trying to make sure that you are being pragmatic, but that goes along with it. You know, maybe the easiest and best decision is to pay Tarek Skubal.
Unless he is content. The other thing he said, joked, we'll help you negotiate the deal. Sure, in a year and a half. If he is determined to walk this
to true free agency so that New York markets are going to bid, so that the Dodgers are going to bid.
Here's what I don't know.
I don't want to deal with that.
And this is something that it gets very technical and very nerdy, and there are very few, and it's still a gamble. But when you're talking about, okay, he's already had his arm event, his throwing motion, how violent is it? How likely is it that he has another arm event? His release, all of those different things play into it. Do they project him to have another arm event? Or is he in that sweet spot where, okay, we think with the way that he throws, his release, his everything that he does on the mound, like we don't think he's likely to have another arm event, and he is likely to pitch at this level for 4 more years?
But
5 more years? It's all a gamble,
and I don't know. Maybe there's like a sports trainer that would be able to answer this much better than us. But
well,
I look at it like
have
this,
all
like
that data.
It's like mileage, though. It just feels like eventually you're going to need...
That's part of it,
...another
yeah.
one. So DeGrom is the example. Multiple Cy Youngs, elite pitcher. He's great right now at 37 years old, but there was a gap in the middle there of over 500 days where his arm was getting operated on and he was recovering.
And so let's go back to the numbers that we used. When we were upset that they didn't allow Tarek Skubal to get into the eighth inning or the ninth inning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get it. Yeah, this is not September. This is not October. And it was fine that they pulled him out. Is that part of the equation? Well, we're going to pull him out of, it's not a meaningless game, but we're going to pull him out after 85 pitches because we are also not just thinking about September and October of this year, but we're thinking about years 5, 6, 7 and the mileage that you talk about.
It's entirely possible. I took it as the opposite. I took it as a window into how they view starting pitching. It's a very fragile position, starting pitching. And if you view it as a fragile position, you're not handing $400 million to a starting pitcher.
Well, here's another one. And they brought this one up on Twitch. Are fans willing to pay increased ticket prices because it's going to cost more to keep this roster together? I don't know that that's a direct correlation, but it is something that is possible.
Well, because this guy goes, it's not our money, sign the guy. That's where it becomes your money.
Right.
Give Skubal a blank check should be a no-brainer. That's JT in Warren. Contract terrifies me. I'd prefer a 5-year, $225 million. Yeah, the team certainly would.
Yeah, we'd prefer to go year by year.
That's not going to be how Skubal and Boris operate. He's not going to be the best pitcher for most of that 10-year contract. I'd say no. And between Skubal and Harris yesterday, doesn't sound like they're having remotely serious talks at this point. We've said it should happen in the offseason.
Yeah. I don't know that there's any conversation going on right now.
Not right now, day to day on a
no. It's all
Thursday
it's all research.
Yeah.
At this point,
it's hey, you pitch well.
Yeah,
we do our homework.
Price tag goes up.
We get an offer out, and then we dance this dance at the winter meetings.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 248-539-9797. It may impact how they approach the deadline. Their optimism of having Skubal here long term or not.
Yeah.
We'll get to that coming up at 9 o'clock. 10 targets to someone stand out. First, Heather with the news.
Well, somebody decided to rank every MLB ballpark based on Yelp reviews, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
Do you guys ever make Yelp reviews?
No.
I feel like I don't either, but if I were to, it's usually a bad review. Like the only time I've ever like... feel like I should make a review is when I'm disappointed in something.
Oh, you won't tell them they did something nice? Only when they do something bad.
I mean, I don't write reviews. I don't do it in general, but I feel like I feel like I would rather go online and like let people know like, this is what they did great, I guess, but this is why I'm not giving it. I don't know. I feel like that would, either way, anyway, it doesn't matter how people
review. I'm willing to click on the stars pretty frequently. Like, is this a 4-star, 3-star, 5-star experience versus... the reason why I'm giving 3 or 4 or 5 stars.
I always seek out the low ones. I want to know why somebody didn't like something more than why somebody did.
See, I'm more of a glasses half full where I see the 5-star and I'd be like, oh, they got a great steak or their French fries are top notch.
Yeah.
Versus
but I'd like to know
the 3-star because a lot of the 3 stars or lower are about the service. The service is part of the experience. I don't really care about it as long as the food is good.
Yeah, I get it.
Just two ways to look at it.
Anyway, back to this about the ballparks.
Yeah.
Comerica Park came kind of right in the middle of the pack, ranked number 14th. And then PNC Park took the top spot. They also did note that the top spot did go to the park that had the most reviews, which to me then Well, what if most of them are bad reviews?
Well, I assume PNC Park's beautiful. They were good reviews.
I agree, but I'm thinking in my head, if I were only to go to Yelp to write a bad review,
right?
It shouldn't matter how many. It should matter how many good reviews, not right. how many in general.
Do you have the top five?
I can tell you the top five. It's a long list, and because they list a whole bunch of the reviews. Okay, so number one.
Should only be five, right?
Yes.
PNC Park, number one. Oracle Park, number two.
Okay.
Fenway.
Yeah.
Number three.
I'll check out.
Oriole Park at Camden Yards, number four. And then Wrigley Field, number five.
Okay. Nothing against Camden. Maybe a little high, but I guess I've never been. So I'll take the reviews of Yelp.
Yeah. After doing this little bit here, I think as soon as we hit the commercial break, I am going to duck or get out of the studio. I have given you a very hard time.
No, you haven't. I understand your point of view. I was just... It was just conversation.
Yes.
You know. Something new will soon be seen in the skies downriver. The Taylor Police Department is now the first in Michigan to use autonomous flight drones.
For 911 calls, right?
This is pretty... Well, for almost anything, it sounds like.
Oh, okay.
Anything where you could have dispatched an officer, you could dispatch this drone. I mean, it's kind of cool. So a spokesperson says that the drones could be used on something as simple as a water main break. Like, hey, let's go assess the situation and see what's going down. Or it could be used for something much more serious, such as a shooting. They could assess the situation
right before they get there.
Or if there's somebody, you know, locked in a home, or they could send the drone in before they send officers in to see, of course, what's going on. It sounds pretty cool. And they say that the drone first responder program is already being used in police departments on the West Coast. And now they'll have it here. So the city of Taylor says that this program will involve two drones and cover 96% of the community.
Cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. A former cop in the UP is facing some misconduct and other charges after authorities say he improperly used his job to flirt with women.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So Chad Olson, who worked for the Norway Police Department.
Such a Chad.
Is that what they call the male version of a Karen?
Yeah. Yeah.
He allegedly misused his position to access personal contact information so that he could meet up with women or just flirt with them. And apparently one instance did lead to one sexual encounter while he was on duty at the police station.
Oh.
And on top of that, he also illegally purchased a pistol without a license using his law enforcement number. So he did that as well. He's facing multiple felonies, including two counts of misconduct in office, which are each a 5-year felony. Finally, residents in Hazel Park may soon be able to sign a do not knock registry. Do not come to my door and knock, making their home basically off limits to solicitors, right? So this do not knock ordinance is still only an idea, but it has a lot of support from the Hazel Park City Council. And they say it will be modeled after a similar ordinance in Troy, where many residents have told solicitors, you know, get lost, don't come to my door. There would be exceptions, right? That it wouldn't be off limits to every single person knocking on your door. But they say if approved, solicitors would be required to have a license, and anyone knocking on their behalf would have to carry this license as well. There'd be specific hours where people could come to the door or not.
Game changer for the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, you know, I instantly thought of Girl Scouts, even though they rarely go door to door anymore.
I haven't in the new house because I don't think we were there for Girl Scout cookies.
You still got them knocking on the door?
Yeah, when we were at the old house, yeah.
I see it all online, and moms will have their daughters like create a video and say, you know, buy my cookies. And then you just give your credit card to the mom or the dad or the parents. Right. But anyway, if violators don't follow this ordinance, they could be ticketed and fined.
Oh, boy. Look out.
I'd be all for this. We have a sign. It's always because they come when the kids are napping.
Yeah.
Always. And we have a sign like, please don't ring the doorbell or knock. And then
you guys are the same ones that don't want your friends to stop by unannounced either. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Put them on the list.
Give me a 5-minute warning. It's all I need. I need 5 minutes.
It's Heather with the news. Hey, we had Scott Harris on yesterday. Everybody's talking trade deadline. 9:02, we've got a list of targets. Want to know if any stand out. And coming up next, we want to know, do you like it rough? It's 97.1.
Well, summer is heating up and there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka to break the heat. Made with real brewed tea and real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's super easy to sip and enjoy no matter what your plans are this weekend. Look for the can with the sunset stripes. Sold at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
97.1. Good morning. Another one of these cloudy days.
Good morning, James.
Good morning, John. Buddy.
Careful. Might be fighting words.
Might be condescending to call you buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Could be.
Could come off that way.
Could. Today is the start of the U.S. Open. So my question is, do you like it rough? The rough at the U.S. Open is something else, John. This is always the toughest course for golfers. And specifically Oakmont, where they're going to be playing starting today, is a notoriously tough course. The 07 U.S. Open at Oakmont, the winning score was 5 over par. Mm-hmm. These courses give regular golfers, or they make elite golfers look like regular golfers.
Right.
They take the world's best and they make them look like you and me hacking in the rough. Five-inch rough, John. And I want to know the question, personal question, do you like it rough? Do you like seeing these golfers look like average Joes? Do you like seeing them struggle like you and me? Or do you tune in to see them be great and you prefer the other majors where you see birdies and eagles and epic shots? This is survival. Starting today, it's survival for the game's best. Do you like seeing them hack it in the rough? 248-539-9797.
I think this is fun. And it, because it does, saying that they become more like me and you is a bit of a stretch.
But it makes the average guy feel like, oh, look, I'm not that bad. There's Scotty. He can't get out of the rough.
Right. And I mean, this puts a premium on those that drive that just always hit the fairway.
If you can stay on the fairway, you're safe.
You got yourself a chance.
Yeah.
All right. And if you can be one of those guys, this is why everybody's looking at, you know, the Scotty Scheffler, right? Because he's so consistent. Mm-hmm. Bryson DeChambeau, because if he is driving straight, he can outdrive just about anyone. And so that's where they're looking at this. Is it possible that this could be, you know, his major this year? I do like the fact that you are going to have guys simply walking around trying to find their ball.
Yeah, it's
because that rough will just swallow them up.
I watched a video. It was ridiculous. The guy would have been better swinging a machete than a golf club.
Right.
I mean, the ball's there somewhere. He swings at it and nothing happens.
Yeah. It does give you that feeling of no matter what the golf course is, there are chances where I am going to swing, even if it's not as deep of a rough as it is at Oakmont, that the ball's just not going to go anywhere. And then when it does to the pros, you're like, ah, I know how he feels. Like, and you just want to feel connected to some of the pros. So that's your way to feel connected in this environment. And some people will be like, okay, yeah, now they feel like what I feel.
So I was talking to a couple of buddies who are big golfers. And I'm not, and John, you know, you are more than me, but neither of us are big golf guys. Right. And they were talking about how much they like this. Like, I think if you're a golf geek, you really like seeing these guys overcome the challenges. And one of them compared it to, like, playoff hockey or basketball, and you have to sift through good defenses. As a casual golf guy, I want to see them be great. I prefer the Masters.
I prefer
the Open, the British Open.
Does this take away guys going for it? Right? Does this make them much more cautious? Because that's what it will take to win this tournament.
Yeah, if you can go...
You pull up a little bit short.
Par is a dream.
Yeah.
If you shoot par on every hole in this course, you're going to feel like $1 million. Maybe that's your thing. It's not super appealing to me. It's going to turn into a huge story. Like, John, today the tournament starts. It's going to be everywhere watching these guys struggle.
Sure. I mean, there's going to be a lot of swing and, well, I wouldn't say swing and miss, but swing and go nowhere.
So 248-539-9797. Maybe this is golf guy versus golf casual. It's a preference question. Do you like it rough? Do you like seeing these guys struggle and be humbled? Or do you like seeing the epic shots and the guys who are 10 under, 12 under, 15 under winning these tournaments because they are just eating the course alive because they are the best of the best in the world and they flex for you in a big spot? It's a preference question.
Yeah, and obviously that's the obstacle because you look at Oakmont and, okay, you know, water, no. Trees, not many. It's wide open, but once you're off the fairway, boy, you're
in the jungle.
Yeah, you're in deep. So it's trying to figure out how to get out of there. And I don't like cautious golf because I want to see these guys. I want to see the amazing shots that they make. But I do like the fact that this provides a challenge that you don't see every year and you don't see often on the PGA Tour.
248-539-9797. I want to get some response from golf fans today and see where they're at.
Boy. This has been a tough segment for me.
Why? To avoid the innuendos?
Yes.
I'm actually proud of you.
I know. I'm just saying.
I'm talking about 5 inches, and I'm talking about rough.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
these golfers are going to be
Yeah. I mean, it's just, this has been a really tough segment.
But you should be commended. This is good stuff from you.
And then on the flip side, too, because Scotty Scheffler is a huge favorite to win this tournament.
Still through all of it, yes.
If he does, it sets up even more for the rest of this season.
Because it's the year of Scotty.
It could be the year of Scotty.
In a year where Rory gets his career grand slam, it could be overshadowed.
This would be 3 of the 4 for Scotty. He's got 3 majors.
Yes.
But this would be the first time he's won the U.S. Open.
And it would be a chance for him to win 3 this year with the British
the Open Championship
looming.
All right, you have to say that right.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the British one. It's the Open Championship.
I don't like it to the point where the guys like are just like it's a complete joke, you know, where the greens become impossible or the rough just is the fairway. You have narrow fairways and crazy rough immediately. Like, I think it gets too crazy. But the whole thing is golf is intended to be played around par. And it has been completely exaggerated because of technology over the last 20 years. And 20 under is not supposed to be the way it's played.
Well, you're not supposed to be five over as a winner like it was in 07 either.
You're picking
either.
The 1 year, though.
But that's this course. It's not always Oakmont. Well, Oakmont rotates, and when it's Oakmont, they have the rough at 5 inches, and golfers are swinging for their life, and five over is what wins a tournament. So what is everybody...
They hit one in 07, but...
What's the cut? What's the cut most years for this tournament?
Other years, though, that people have shot four or five under there. So it just depends on probably weather and wind, potential rain if the greens get soft, that kind of thing. If I told you this, though, this is, I think, the coolest thing why I think this gives you the best golfers. The last seven U.S. Opens at Oakmont, that goes back to World War II, all are multiple major winners.
It forces you to be a great golfer.
Yeah. And really, I mean, there's not really any questionable names on that. I mean,
But as a viewer, do I want to watch... The great golfers look like the guys on the local course? Is that good TV to tune in and watch what I could see on any hole of any course, guys struggling?
Sure.
Normal people don't shoot par.
Right.
My point is, if the argument is this humbles them down to our level, I don't want to watch average golf.
But okay, so five over last time. U.S. Opens are a par 70. So usually most majors are par 72 or 71. So right there, you're going... You know, backwards in terms of trying to get under par. Yeah. There's usually only one par five on each side. I mean, look, I don't like it to the point where they all struggle and nobody can play catch up. That's what I don't like. I don't like on Sunday when nobody can make a move. That's the U.S. Opens that I don't like.
Right, but that's also what Scottie Scheffler has a propensity to do. Like we saw his last one. What was he up going into the final day? Seven, and it's a mere formality. And so that's just one guy, but I do like seeing unique challenges.
Yeah.
And so this is certainly a unique challenge for these golfers.
We got ticket text. We got open lines, 248-539-9797. More Tiger baseball in the mix as well. It's 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and strong relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me over the years and my family, so that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
10-1 final. Skubal throws today. Try to take the series win for the Tigers. We brought up Skubal earlier. Him on, pardon my take, talking about $400 million over 10 years, saying, yeah, sounds good. We got some phone calls and texts on that. 9 o'clock, we'll get into some deadline fodder. 10 names for the Tigers to consider at the trade deadline. And I think one clear name stands out for us. And it's not Bregman. So,
no. Okay. But he can't be on the list.
He could be. Wasn't on this list. Nope. Sorry. Sorry to ruin that suspense for people. We also have a bunch of texts on the golf stuff. The U.S. Open's underway.
Uh-huh.
It's at Oakmont. Oakmont is a house of horrors. It is a notoriously rough course because they let the rough sit at 5 inches. And these golfers look like fools. And some of you guys love it. You love seeing the best in the world be reduced to shooting par. And this course, par is a win. This isn't a tournament where you rattle off 10 under, 15 under, and win the course. And I think the golf geeks out there, the people who love the game of golf, this may be their favorite major outside of the mystique of the Masters.
Sure.
They love watching golfers struggle. You said you like watching the challenge of this course.
Sure, it provides a unique challenge. And whether or not you're looking at this as now they finally feel what I feel mm-hmm. when I'm out there swinging and going nowhere, or it's just, it's so different than any other course that they play.
So Oakmont in 2016, the last time it was the U.S. Open course, the winning score was 4 under. Only two other golfers finished under par. In 07, this course was a menace. 5 over won the U.S. Open. And a lot of people are talking this could be a repeat as they prepare the course for this weekend.
Do you see the special mowers that they have? They're actually hand mowing the rough.
They have to. It's a jungle.
I mean, you wouldn't have to. I mean, you could set your mower deck a little bit higher.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Industrial equipment out there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they are manicuring this course to be murderous for pro golfers. And I found myself on the other side of this. I am the casual golf fan. I want to watch guys take advantage of a course, really run up the score, be the great golfers that they are. I don't want to feel
Somebody could.
It's unlikely.
I think this one tests golfers' patience more than anything.
Sure.
And it's not just the patience of, well, I get it in the rough and it's trying to figure out how to get out of it. It's staying out of it. It's not putting yourself in that position. And maybe it is going safe on almost every hit.
Yeah, but that's not fun golf either.
But it's about the challenge.
As one texter puts it, what's next? The clown from Happy Gilmore on the green? How hard are we going to make the course?
Well, I mean, you could put a couple stones on the green, make it putt-putt.
Sure. Texter says, I like it rough, the ultimate test for these golfers. I love the U.S. Open. It challenges all the golfer skills. You haven't even mentioned how tough the greens are. Plus, it's Father's Day for the opening round. Great television, Dave in Saginaw. The USGA literally tries to set the course.
Wait. It's not opening day for Father's Day. It'll be...
It's Father's Day for the final round.
Final round, yes. You said opening day.
Okay. Yeah. For the final day.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Sorry.
Good correction. USGA literally tries to set the course so that par is the winning score. They'll adjust the course each day to get the winning score level. That's it. Nothing more. Sometimes they miss and it goes a few under. Sometimes they miss and it goes
a few
the other way. Yeah. The goal is par. This is the only tournament that is like this, though. Like, guys aren't shooting par at the Open or the Masters or PGA Championship. Sure. Maybe this is your thing.
And I mean, you look at a guy that won the Masters, and I think Rory actually came out and said, you know, in one of his practice rounds, he shot an 81. Like, that is how difficult. That's, if par is set at 70,
yeah,
that's 11 over.
Jim, these guys are supposed to be the best in the world. Adapt, figure it out, win the tournament. That's the fun.
Mm-hmm.
Rory is already 2 under. Need more carnage. From an unnamed ticket texter.
It's a long day.
John, I'm proud of your personal growth on this topic.
Thank you.
Almost like you're on Ozempic. Have a great day, John and Holly.
Don't need it.
As a huge golf... Thank you, John.
And there we go. Grown-up time is over.
Unnamed texter, huge golf fan here. What have I done? I love seeing the pros challenged. It makes every shot more suspenseful as disaster can strike at any moment.
And it has.
It certainly
disaster.
Has. Matt in Highland Park, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, guys.
What's up?
I do want to talk Tigers, but I just want to comment on the golf thing. I don't watch golf like... I'm not big into it, but I watch it and it's fun. For this, like with the rough, maybe put like a couple average Joes out there and then you could see the comparison because the pros are really good.
Oh, of course.
Have send John or Sony out there and then, you know, then you could see like, oh, how the pros do. But for the Tigers, signing Scooble, I wouldn't sign the 10-year deal because there's a lot of risk. You know, what if he has another injury and you sign this deal, what if he has another injury 2-3 years down the road? Now you got 7 years, you know, he's going to be out, 18, 1.5 to 2 years
sure.
for the surgery. It's just a lot of risk for a lot of money.
Well, there's, to be fair, if he signed a 7-year deal, there's still risk. If he signs a 5-year deal, right? I mean,
any contract, there's risk.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
10 years, $425 million, that's a lot of risk.
That's a ton. Yeah, to be clear, I don't think I could ever in good faith tell you you should sign a pitcher to a 10-year contract. I mean, look at how pitchers are handled by the Tigers themselves. I mean, they're handled with kid gloves, knowing it's fragile, that there's real risk. I mean, this conversation is the day where Jackson Jobe is getting his elbow surgically repaired for Tommy John surgery.
But it all comes down to if that's the cost of doing business. Like, if that's the cost of doing business in 26 and 27 all the way through 2035, then it's the cost of doing business. And we've said this, you got to pay to play. I know they're not paying a lot of guys right now, but to have a team that is going to compete for the division, compete for World Series championships, when these guys, I know they signed Colt Keith to a deal, but when his deal comes up, and you know, Spencer Torkelson, I know it's a few years away and there's a lot left to be, you know, proven in terms of consistency, Riley Green. Like, all of these guys are going to cost more than they do now.
And there's also replacement cost. So Scooble's going to be an arm that's worth more than $40 million a year. The replacement cost, if you lose him, I'm sorry, it's not Cobb and Maeda. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can pick the worst two, sure.
But those are guys that this group identified as arms worthy of $10+ million. So if that's what they're worth, what's a B-level arm worth? What's Jack Flaherty getting? North of 20. Well, what's Scooble worth? I mean, that's all relative. I know people look at it and go, how could any player be worth that amount of money? I don't know. What was a player worth 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago? It's going that direction. It's going to go up and up and up.
Right. And no matter what the position, no matter what the player, no matter what the contract, the risk of injury is always there.
Correct.
It's just a matter of, obviously, you don't want your highest paid guys not available. And then it goes to, do you want to wrap up this much money in a guy that's only going to play one of every five games?
Dave in Clinton Township, you got thoughts on Scoob. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, so isn't it also a risk? Injury is not the only risk in baseball. Isn't it a risk that he goes to another team and crushes you every time he sees you?
Yep.
Or gets you out of the playoffs? Or, you know, one out of every five games. Yeah, he only pitches one out of every five games, but in that one game, he also saves your bullpen for the next two games because he goes seven innings.
And we've seen that play out. We've seen that too. When Verlander won the MVP here, or Scooble this year when they lost three straight to Cleveland, he grabs the ball and he resets the docket. And then they go on a five-game win streak. And he cleared the bullpen so that you were ready to win more than one but two and then build on it for three plus. There's a case that
injury is not.
Yes.
Yeah, injury is not the only risk.
Right. Yeah. And if it's 10 years, 425, is that the deal that gets it done? If it's not Detroit, you would think it would be New York, one of those two teams.
Mets,
it would be the Dodgers, maybe even the Sox. What would be even worse is if it was Cleveland.
Well, they don't spend any money.
I'm just saying but that would be worse because then you got to face them in division.
Well, we've done this. Like, who are the best teams in baseball right now? And like, the Tigers have the best record, but look at the standings. Who are the other teams? Yankees and Mets
teams that spend,
and we worry about the Dodgers, and it's one thing, you're going to have to replace them, and then even if you do the hard work of identifying young arms and cultivating them, and you get there, that guy's the dragon breathing fire staring you down in a critical postseason game. It's be ready for the standoff this winter because they're making no bones about it. He's going to get paid. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.